T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Matt, that's so redundant. Chaotic week in another chaotic week in Washington. When in under the Trump administration has there not been a chaotic week?
I think there's been two, right?
You know, I don't understand you guys. You'd have nothing to talk about without what goes on in Washington by the hour. And you're looking forward to it. You don't need anybody else to give you a lead. You don't need anybody right for you. Trump does it all for all of us.
Yeah, but it's like the D.C. reporters say, last week was one heck of a long year. It goes on forever.
He does have longevity. There is no question about it. But, you know, who knows when he's going to hook up and move on with WikiLeaks.
Or something else. And I got to say, it's interesting. You know, last week we were talking about the big sit-down between Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the president, and where Nancy Pelosi very, you know, sort of told him, you don't have the votes in the House. And he did get the votes in the House.
He does have the votes in the House. He put it together. But that's filled with the reality that nothing's going to happen in the Senate. So if you're in the House and you really want to impress, you vote because you know there's no risk.
Well, I was going to ask you, did they vote just to spite Nancy Pelosi because she said that? And
well,
they
I'm
knew
not
it wasn't
sure.
going to get through the Senate.
I'm not sure it was to spite Nancy Pelosi. These people try their best, Susan, to survive. They want to get reelected. They watched what happened in November. They aren't going to be eager to challenge Nancy.
So, Phil, scale of 1 to 10, how likely do you think this is going to happen? There will be a partial shutdown at midnight tonight.
Well, let's go.
I don't even think you'll notice it.
That was what I was going to say. The question isn't whether there's going to be, Matt, a partial shutdown. The question is, are you going to notice it? You know, we in the media, what we really love and America loves is there's nothing better than a ticking watch and a time, a deadline. It's got to be done by this. We just love that.
It's and a disaster. It's a movie.
And remember the thing called the debt ceiling? Remember we were fighting about whether we were going to raise the debt ceiling? And I always thought it should be the debt
ceiling. No, Phil, we got one better than that.
What?
The turn of the century.
Oh, yeah.
What's going to happen with all the clocks?
Right. But Y2K. But we love deadlines. We love apocalypses. But, you know, does this mean that tourists might not be able to go to Alcatraz over the Christmas break? Think of the timing of this partial shutdown. It's not a full shutdown. Second of all, it's happening over Christmas week. Who's going to be applying for a passport?
Almost nobody.
Here's the question, though, the real question. Will his base dig it?
His base loves it. They love anytime he sticks his finger in the eye of the press, when he sticks his finger in the eye of Pelosi, when he sticks his finger in the eye of Schumer, and when he brags about it. That's what his base loves. He does not have to produce anything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.